I'm going to preach it this morning. I want to, first of all, thank Pastor Stan and Pastor Barr and elders for giving me this opportunity to share the word with the church. I really appreciate that, and I thank God for that as well. So before I start, let me pray. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercies. You said that King David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord, for there is joy, there is peace, there is the presence of God. So we thank you, Father, that you said where two or three are, your presence is with us. So we pray, Almighty God, that you may be with us this morning as we learn from your word. Father, we pray that, Holy Spirit, you may do your work of regeneration. For as the Bible said, unless one is born again, they will by no means enter into the kingdom of God. So we bless you. Change hearts today. Change minds. Touch lives. Transform people's life, Holy Spirit. And we will give you all the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be preaching from John chapter 3, the passage that was just read to each one of us. And when Pastor Barr and Pastor Stan had asked me what to preach, you know, because I had a lot of stuff in my mind and I didn't know what to preach, so then I decided to preach on the new birth, which what Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, that unless one is born again, they will by no means see or enter into the kingdom of God. And one of the reasons why I picked that topic was because you know, these days, there's a lot of confusion in the church. You know, a lot of people don't have assurance. A lot of people are kind of like confused. Am I going to make it to heaven? Like, if Jesus Christ come today, you know, even though they, you know, they come to church every Sunday and stuff, so there's not a lot of assurance going on. And there's also, you know, a lot of church goers. You know, you have people coming to church, but they're actually not born again. And when you read Matthew 7, Jesus Christ said, on the judgment day, a lot of people will come to me and say, oh, Jesus Christ, I did this. I went to church. You know, I healed this. And then Jesus Christ will say, no, I never knew you, you know. So it's really important that we understand what Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus and know if it is a reality in our lives or not, because you never know. Jesus Christ might come today. He might come tomorrow. You never know, and we don't have time. So we have to settle this case sooner or later, because the Bible said, unless one is born again, they will by no means enter into the kingdom of God. So before I start, I just want to give you an overview of where I'm going to go. So first of all, I'm going to tell you what it means to be born again, what Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, what it means to be born again. And then next is going to be, why do you need to be born again? Third one is, how does one get born again? And the fourth one is, if you think you are born again, how do I know the last part? How do I know that I'm born again? How do I have assurance? How do I have that settlement in my heart that if Jesus Christ were to come today, I'll make it to heaven? So that's kind of like where I'm going to go. So, you know, I remember saying this when I preached the last time. There is only one gospel, you know, the one gospel, but written by four different people: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the one that we just read is from John. You know, Matthew presents Jesus Christ as a king. That's why when you read the book of Matthew, you hear a lot about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, because he's presenting Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Mark, which is what Pastor Stan is going through, presents Jesus Christ as a servant. That's why he said, I did not come that man may serve me, but I came to lay my life down as a ransom for many. I came to serve. And when you read Mark, it feels like Jesus Christ doesn't rest. You hear that word immediately. And then immediately, and then immediately, because he's a servant, he came to serve man. So that's Matthew, Mark, and then Luke presents Jesus Christ as a man.
just a man like you and I. He's a man. He's man and God, but Luke presents him as a man. That's why in the beginning, Luke tells you where Jesus Christ was born, how, you know, growing up, how he went into the temple, he traveled with his parents and all that stuff. And then what we read today from John, John presents Jesus Christ as God. That's why he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and that Word is God. So John's main point is to say that, well, God has come into our midst for us to have fellowship with him. The same way that Adam and Eve were having fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden. God has come back again. And he said that, and of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. And then he became flesh and dwelt among us. So John's main point, the main reason why he wrote this gospel, is that we may know that God has come into our midst, and that we also may have fellowship with him, the same fellowship that he had with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But what John is trying to say with the passage that Bruce just read is that for you to be able to get into that relationship, you have to be born again. For you to be able to enjoy God as they did in the Garden of Eden, you have to be born again. And unless one is born again, you will not see that relationship, and you will not be able to enter and enjoy that relationship. So I'm going to kind of read again the passage that Bruce read so it's fresh in our mind, and then we can understand exactly what he's doing. So I'm going to read John chapter 3. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how would you believe it if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. So, the new birth. Jesus Christ said, unless one is born again, they will by no means enter the new birth. And it is through the new birth that we have relationship with God, and that's how we enjoy fellowship with him. So the first question is, what is the new birth that Jesus Christ is talking about, right? So what is it? Because it seems like Nicodemus doesn't understand it. So I'm going to start from verse 1 because I'm going to, you know, because I want to go through it, you know, step by step so we all understand it. Because I believe this is one of the important passages of scripture, because he said, unless one is born again, they will by no means see or enter into the kingdom of God. So I'm going to take my time and go through it and teach it. And as I'm going through the sermon, I'm going to use myself, you know, as an example so we can all understand how, you know, God works and how the Holy Spirit transforms people and how the Holy Spirit does this new birth to each individual. So he said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. So, you know, we have the Pharisees. When you read the Gospels, you have the Pharisees. The Pharisees were part of a group of people called the Sanhedrin, which consisted of about 70 to 71 men of Pharisees, elders, and leaders of the Jews. And they were considered more or less like the governors of the Jewish people at that time. So the Pharisees were part of it. And those people were highly esteemed in that community because they thought that they were more holier than all other people. And they thought that they knew the law more than all the other people did. So they knew that the Messiah was going to come, who is Jesus Christ, to come establish his kingdom. They had it in their mind that the kingdom was going to be an earthly kingdom. But little did they know that it was a spiritual kingdom that Jesus Christ was going to establish. So they thought that when Jesus Christ comes to establish the kingdom, he's going to say, hey, scribes and Pharisees, come into my kingdom and come, you know, come govern the kingdom. I'm going to be the king of that kingdom. You people, because you are the holiest people, you are highly esteemed in society, come in and come, you know, govern in that kingdom. But that wasn't the plan of God. God's plan was a spiritual kingdom, not an earthly kingdom, when the Messiah comes. So these Pharisees and scribes were like, I mean, we know that he might be the Messiah, right? But it seems like the kingdom of God is not there. Where is it? Where can we find it? So I think that's when they sent Nicodemus to go ask, hey, Jesus Christ, we know that you are the Messiah, but it seems like we don't see the kingdom of God. So even before Jesus Christ, even before Nicodemus was able to ask that question, Jesus Christ, how can we enter into that kingdom that we heard that when the Messiah comes, he's going to establish? Jesus Christ just stopped him because Jesus Christ knew what was in Nicodemus' heart. And that's what he said in verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God with him. So he's going to say, Jesus, we know that you are the Messiah. Can you tell us how to get into your kingdom? Because we are the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, we are the great men. And Jesus Christ said, stop. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter into my kingdom. So Nicodemus is like, what? I thought it was going to be an earthly kingdom. Jesus Christ said, nope. It's a spiritual kingdom. So the first question is, what does it mean to be born again? So before I tell you what it means to be born again, I want to tell you what it does not mean to be born again, because I don't want to confuse you. Because when you say born again, a lot of people have different meanings and different thoughts in their mind. So I'm going to tell you what it is not before I tell you what it is. So the first thing is that to be born again doesn't mean water baptism. You know, a lot of people think because they were baptized as infants, they are born again. No. As a matter of fact, water baptism is a symbol of being born again. So it is not what Jesus Christ is saying. Water baptism is just a symbol, something that is done in the church, something that Jesus Christ said. When people believe, when they're born again, then you baptize them with water. So to be born again does not mean water baptism. So that's crossed out. To be born again also doesn't mean living a decent and a good life. You can be decent, you can be good, you can be generous, but that doesn't mean that you have been born again. Because the Bible said, there is no one good, no, not even one. The only one who is good is God. So you can live a decent life, a good life, and think, oh, when Jesus Christ comes, I'm going to go to heaven. Because a lot of people think They're going to heaven because they are good. No, the Bible said there is no one good, no, not even one. So that's also crossed out. It doesn't mean that so regeneration is also not a prayer that you prayed or a decision that you made. So a lot of people think, oh, I prayed this prayer or I decided to come to church. As a result of that, I'm born again. No, that's not it. So it's not water baptism. It's not meaning living a good life, a decent life. No, that's not it. It is not also, you know, a prayer that you prayed or something that you just said. Oh, I'm born again. I'm just going to come to church. No, that's not it. It is also, you know how sometimes, you know, you can grow up in a Christian home and because your parents are also believers and because they bring you to church every Sunday, you might also think that you have been born again. That's not it. So you can have Christian parents and still not be born again. This is something that happens to individuals. It happens to your mom, your dad, the children, and whatever it is. So you can grow up in a Christian home and still not be born again. It also doesn't mean that, you know, growing up in a Christian home and always coming to church, you know. Sometimes just going to church, you might think that, oh, I'm born again. I'm just coming to church every Sunday. It doesn't mean that. So I just wanted to bring that out so it's really clear to us. It doesn't mean water baptism. It doesn't mean, you know, growing up in a Christian home. That's not what it means to be born again. So then someone may ask, what does it mean to be born again? And I have my definition here. So what does it mean to be born again? So it is an act of God. It is something that God does to you. That's what Jesus Christ said, that where the wind blows, you don't see the wind coming, you don't see where it's going, but you feel it. Because it is something that, so to be born again is something that God does to you. So what does God do? God creates in you a new spiritual life, which as a result of it, changes your heart, soul, and mind. So it is an act of God where God creates in you a new spiritual life. And as a result of that creation, you have a new mind, a new heart, and a new soul. Amen? So that's what it means to be born again. It means that God creates something in you, a new life. So I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to let the Bible speak for itself when it comes to the definition of what it means to be born again. When you read Galatians 2:20, it said, it is no longer, this is the Apostle Paul, it is no longer I who lives, but it is Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me. So that's one definition. It is no longer I who lives, but it is Christ who liveth in me. So when you get born again, Jesus Christ comes to live in you. When you also read 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All the old things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And now all things are of God. So when you get born again, you become a new creation. All the old things have passed away. And when you read Colossians 1:13, it said that God has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his marvelous light. So what it means to be born again is that God is transferring you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his marvelous light. And the passage, the Old Testament passage, Ezekiel 36, it said that God said, when you get born again, I will take out the heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh. So that's what it means to be born again. God giving you a new heart, a new spirit, a new flesh. And when that happens, You have new desires, things that you used to do. You don't want to do them anymore. You have different direction of life. Because he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. God has created something new in you. God has created something fresh in you. He has given you a new heart, taking out the heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh. And I remember when I got born again, you know, I didn't really know what had happened to me then, but I just felt in me that things that I used to do, I didn't want to do anymore. Places that I used to go, I didn't want to go anymore. You know, things that I used to listen, things that I used to watch, I didn't want to do it anymore because something had happened in my heart. It is an experience. It is something that happens to you. It is something that the Holy Spirit does in your heart. That's what Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus. Nicodemus, unless this happens to you, unless the Holy Spirit does this work in you, whereby Christ comes to live in you, whereby God gives you a new heart, a new mind, a new direction of life, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. And you know, when you get regenerated, you keep your body stays the same. Your ears is the same. Your eyes stay the same. Everything stays the same. But it is a work that is done in the inside of you, right? At the center of your heart, whereby it changes the direction of your life, right? He said, now all things are of God. Before, you didn't really care about God. I don't want to read about the Bible. I don't care about God. But after you get born again, now all things are of God. So that's what it means to be born again. It's not water baptism. It's not any of that stuff. It is something that the Holy Spirit does in your heart. Amen? Amen. So then, that's what it means to be born again. So I answered the first question. What does it mean to be born again? That's the question that I just answered. The second one is, why do we need this new birth? Why do we need this new change, this new creation in our hearts? So then Jesus Christ goes on in verse 5. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born, listen, verse 6, the reason why you need to be born again is that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. What does that mean? What does it mean to be, what Jesus Christ said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh? That means that which is born into this earth is sinful. That's why he's saying that you have to be born of water and spirit. What does it mean to be born of water? To be born of water means just the natural birth that is given to your parents. You know, your parents give birth to you. You come on this earth. That's that which is born of that is flesh. It's sinful. There's nothing in it. It's just flesh. There's no spirit in it. That's why the Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The reason why you need to be born again is that all have sinned. Because Adam and Eve in the garden, God said, don't eat the fruit. The serpent came, deceived them. They ate the fruit. And as a result of that, everyone who is born after Adam is born a sinner. There is nothing in you. There is no spiritual life in you. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that's why he said, that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is of spirit. Now there is spirit in him. Now he can connect to God again. So water birth and spirit birth. So you need both of them. But Nicodemus was kind of confused. What? I'm already born. Do I enter again into my mother's womb? Jesus Christ, no, that has already been done for you. So you need the second birth. So everyone sitting here, you need two births. The one is that the natural birth, right? Your mom get pregnant, 9 months, deliver. That's the first one. The second one is the one that we're talking about today, the spirit birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That's why the Bible said in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, no exception, all from Everybody, everyone who's born on this earth have sinned. That's why I keep telling my Sunday school kids, and they laugh at this, that you don't have to teach a little kid how to lie. They just know how to lie. Why? Because that which is born of flesh is flesh, is sinful, right? You don't have to teach a kid how to get angry, an infant, right? Sometimes they get so angry, you can't even stop them. Why? Because that which is born of flesh is flesh. So Jesus Christ is saying, Nicodemus, I mean, I'm not making this up. This is reality, that everyone who is born on this earth is born a sinner. That's why the Bible said that in Psalms 51, verse 3, King David said, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. So my condition is a sinful condition. And when you read Jeremiah, it said that the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. There is nothing in it, because that's how man is. Man is born a sinner. So let me read a little bit of the condition of man, the reason why Jesus Christ is saying one has to be born again. Let me read to you Romans chapter 1, verse 29. It said, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, haters of God. These days, when you tell men about God, they don't even want to hear it, because that which is born of flesh is flesh. Haters of God, disobedient to parents. That's man's condition when he's born on this earth. So this is why Jesus Christ is telling Nicodemus, sorry, I'm not making this up. This is what the Bible teaches, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So there is no one here who was born as a Christian, because the Bible just said it. You need to be born again. We are all born dead. And through the new birth, we become believers of God. And the Bible also said that God is the Holy One of Israel. In him, there is no darkness. All is light. There is holiness in God. So before God can receive us into his kingdom, we also have to be holy. That's why Jesus Christ is saying. That's why, as a matter of fact, Jesus Christ came on this earth, right, to make us holy so that we also can enter into the kingdom of God, that our sins may be cleansed, that we also may be able to enter the kingdom of God. So that leads to my third question. So I answered what it means to be born again, why we need to be born again, because we are spiritually dead. There is nothing in us. The Bible said that we are by nature children of wrath. So we need to be born again. And the third is, how does one get born again? You know, and it was just read that God, for John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus Christ said it is the work of the Spirit that does this new birth. But the work of the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God. So the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God. So as you listen now, if you believe, if you're sitting here and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe what I just told you and repent, the Holy Spirit will come into your heart. And the experience that Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus, the Holy Spirit will do the same for you. Amen? Amen. Amen. So that's what Jesus Christ said. He said that it is of the work of the Spirit. That's why he said, Nicodemus was trying to understand, how does this work? Jesus Christ is saying, no, it's similar to the wind. When the wind blows, you don't see it with your eyes, but you feel it, right? So he's saying it is the work of the Spirit that is done in the inside of you. You might not see it with your eyes, but it's the Holy Spirit that comes into your heart and transforms your heart. So it is the Spirit. The Bible said, having been born again, not of corruptible word, but incorruptible, which is the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And that word is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said in John 3:15, the one that was read, he said that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For all have sinned. So God, through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for each one of us. And he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in and through our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, for God made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for you and I. All the sins that we had committed, God laid all of it on Jesus Christ, on the cross. That's why he said, my Father, why have thou forsaken me? And because all of our sins, God punished Jesus Christ on the cross for it. And the Bible said, the just, Jesus Christ, who is the just, died for the unjust, so that we, as sinners, will be able to come to God for salvation. So the way to come to God, the way to be born again, is not because your parents are Christians. It's not because you come to church every Sunday. It's not because I was baptized as a kid. No. You have to believe in Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross for our sins. The wages of sin is death. When you sin, you have to be punished for it, right? For example, I just heard it on the news that this lady kind of like convinced his boyfriend to commit suicide, and they're giving her like 20 years in jail because she has broken the law of the land, the law of that state. So the same thing applies to you. When you break the law of God, you have to be punished for it. It's logic, right? When you speed on the parkway, when you speed on Route 18 and you get caught, you get a ticket because you have broken the law of the land. The same thing applies to the word of God, the law of God. When you break it, you have to be punished for it. And the punishment that we all deserve is hell, because we have sinned against an eternal God. We have to be punished eternally. But God is so merciful that his Son, Jesus Christ, took that punishment on himself, so that everyone who will believe in him, that the righteousness of Jesus Christ will come on that individual, and that your sinfulness will be transferred to Jesus Christ on the cross. So right now, I have already believed in Jesus Christ. I was born again, 2008. That was when I was born again. And I have assurance that my sins have been forgiven. Amen. And it is something that grows. As you grow year by year, you see that assurance that God has truly done something in your heart. And the Bible said, repent and be converted, that your sins may be forgiven. Jesus Christ said in Mark 1 that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ has come to save us. And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. All your sins will be forgiven. And if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God, and you confess that it is God who's raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So that's it. What does it mean to be born again? It is an act of God whereby God works in your heart, in the inner mind of your heart. And as a result of that, your life changes to a different direction. You have new desires, new tastes, new fears, new desires. You want to get closer to God. That's what it means to be born again. And why do we need to be born again? Because we are spiritual. We are born sinners. Right? And how does one get born again? Believe in the name of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So last but not least, I'm just going to go through a quick list of how would I know, right? Because just listening to this, you might even get confused. Am I really born again? I mean, what's going on? How would I know that I'm born again? So I'm going to give you like a little bit of test or questions. I'm going to make it really quick. So the first thing is, do you enjoy fellowship with God? That's the first question. Do you enjoy fellowship with God? Do you get excited about the Word of God? Do you get excited about worship? Do you get excited about God being your Father? That's the first question that you want to ask yourself. The second one is, are you sensitive to sin? Do you get convicted when you sin? Does it bother you when you sin? If not, then you might not be born again. Because the Bible said, if we say that we have not sinned, then we are liars. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us all our sins. So if you're sitting here and you think you are born again, do you like fellowship with God? Are you sensitive to sin? Do you obey the word of God, right? Do you delight in obeying the word of God? That's another question. Do you reject the evil world? Do you want to separate yourself from the world? Or do you want to be one of them? Because the Bible said, if we make ourselves friends of the world, then we become enemies of God, right? So that's another test. Next one is, are you excited about the second coming of Jesus Christ? If not, then you might not be born again. Because if you are born again, then you want to see Jesus Christ, right? You get excited. You don't have no fear because you know you have been born again. I want to go through this really quick. Do you love other Christians? Do you sacrifice for other Christians? That's also another test, right? Jesus Christ said, a new commandment that I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. And by doing so, all will know that you are my disciples. So that's another test. Do you discern between truth and error? Do you always want to know the word? Do you always want to know the truth of the word? Or you just don't really care about the word? Do you get excited when you read the word of God? Do you want to know more about the word of God? Do you want to learn more about the word of God? And if that is so, if you are able to answer all these questions, then according to the Bible, you have been born again. You have assurance of faith that you have been born again. So Jesus Christ said, unless one is born again, they will by no means enter into the kingdom of God. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray.